on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, who dog it? Hot diggity dog. Good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Awesome starting pay, great benefits, room to grow. You're looking to start that career, not just a job, a career. Look no further than special-lite.com. Right here, Southwest Michigan, you can start your career
today. Make some money.
Go see them. All right, your topic for today, and I don't know how we got on this topic, but I was like, oh, that's a good topic. You might have brought some. Anyway, if you could pick any vehicle from any movie, book, television, it doesn't, real or not, make-believe or fictional, doesn't matter, what vehicle would you pick?
There's so many answers.
There is a lot.
Options to choose from, man. And it depends on, like, what time of life or what time of my life I'm in, you know? What, you got one?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mine's pretty, maybe it's generic, I don't know, but it's something I've always wanted, always. The Dukes of Hazzard, General Lee.
Oh, yeah.
And the crazy thing is, like, I could actually get one. I mean, maybe not one that Bo and Luke Duke actually drove, but I could make a replica or five. It still wouldn't be cheap. But I don't know. There's just something about that car. There's just something about.
It's an awesome car, dude. It really is.
Oh, dude, man.
It's a sweet car.
Come on.
Real quick story.
Yeah.
My dad and I take his car to the Detroit Auto Show. This is 2012, maybe 13. Yeah. Set everything up. I mean, it's great walking around, checking out these cars. A guy takes his car off the trailer in the auto show, right? Backs it into the General Lee. Dude, the General Lee. Out of all the cars in this entire building.
Dear God.
The guy hits the General Lee.
Dear God.
It is the talk of this show the entire weekend. Couldn't believe it. It was bad. It was a bad situation.
You don't want to be that guy that, you know, like the original General Lee.
How dare you?
What do you think, you're Enos? What do you think, you're Boss Hog? Get out of here. Yeah. The only other car I would take is another muscle car. There's a 1971 movie called Vanishing Point, and there's a white 71 Challenger in that. Oh my God, that car is so effing sweet. So anyway, those are my. I'm sure I could take the Batmobile or whatever you want. But anyway, what about you? Do you have one? I know this is a tough question.
Yeah. Hear me out. 1975 Mercury Marquis Brougham Coupe. You're thinking what? What is that from?
What is that from?
Uncle Buck. I'm taking the Uncle Buck car,
you're
dude.
You
heard that thing backfire, dude? I'm taking my kids to school.
You're the worst. You're the worst kind of person.
You're the worst. I knew you'd love that answer.
You're just the worst.
Dude, that thing floats down the road.
That's true. That's probably a smooth riding vehicle. You know what I mean?
What is that thing? 35 feet long? That is the longest car.
You know, that did get me thinking, though. You know what? I'm going to want to change my answer. What about the Jeep Wagoneer from Harry and the Hendersons?
I love that car.
Awesome car, man. Dude, do you find one of those nowadays in good shape? That'll cost you a pretty penny. Absolutely.
You put a Yeti on the top? Yeah. I mean, other car can you?
What about the monster truck from Ace Ventura When Nature Calls?
That's a great answer.
There's some good vehicles out there. Nobody wants to play with me. Fantastic.
All right, I got another question for you. Okay. Hear me out. And I'm always trying to cut corners. I'm always trying to bend the rules, you know.
Of course. Yes.
Is the Iron Man suit considered a vehicle?
Come on.
He flies it around. It's kind of considered a vehicle. And if it is, boom. Give me the Iron Man suit, dude.
Awesome. I'll allow it. I will. Yes. I'm going to allow it because that thing does fly. And I'm sure there's some setting on there that can put wheels on your feet, right?
Come on. Probably.
Now. Yeah. I'll allow it.
That's got to be the best answer,
right?
You can do anything with that thing. You fly around. You can shoot things with it. Yeah. It talks to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Good answer. Good. Way to think outside of the box, buddy.
Here we go.
Way to think outside of the box.
Top that, buddy boy.
I mean, I don't know if that's as good as the Cadillac from Uncle Buck, but you know, it's close. Close second. All right. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. If you could have any vehicle from any movie, TV show, book, whatever, we want to know what it is. 925-WIRX, again, comment on Facebook. We'll be back with more. Stick around. I've been pumping all my life. Good morning. 751 Brock Hunter. Right.
What's up, man?
Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. If you could have any vehicle, all right, plane, train, automobile, it don't matter, from any movie, TV, book, real or fake, which one would you choose?
I want to add to my list real quick before you get to the phone calls.
Right? Okay, yeah, go for it.
First off, I forgot about Tom Cruise in that F-16.
You are not allowed to fly a plane. I'm just telling you.
I knew you were going to say that, so I got to move on from that. The other one, the Megazord from Power Rangers, that big robot thing.
Oh,
whatever. Damn. Here's the question, because it's a bunch of little things that get together that make the Megazord. So do I have to get like five of my friends to...
That's a good question.
Can I just hop in the Megazord?
I think we're thinking too hard on this. I think that's the problem right there.
It's a hard-hitting question, man.
Now, if I get the Megazord, do I have to get all the other pieces or I just got it all together? I don't know. It's multiple pieces, but it is one thing by itself, though, so I don't know.
You're supposed to know.
I'm sorry. I did not plan to ask or answer such hard questions this early in the morning on this topic. All right,
why hasn't anybody said those Star Wars things real quick? Sorry.
Star Wars things.
I don't like Star Wars that much, but it's those, I don't know, those
little jet fighter thingies or flying around.
Yeah, fly through the woods.
What about those big walking thingies, you know?
Too slow, though, too slow.
Those are too slow. Those got tripped up. Ropes wrapped around. Good way for us to derail this conversation like it was going anywhere in the first place. All right, let's take some phone calls here. If you could have any vehicle from cinema, TV, whatever, books, what vehicle would you have? WIRX, hello.
Yeah, on the car choices?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take the Mustang from 1966 Steve McQueen movie, Bullet.
Oh, son of a bitch. That's one of the greatest car chase scenes ever in history.
Ever. And the other thing is, when it comes to like the Iron Man series thing, I'd just rather ride the, Joanne, what's her name?
Oh, Pepper, you'd rather use her as a ride?
Yeah, I like redhead.
You're the worst.
Gotta go. Have a good
one. Later. I guess we should have specified that you don't get to ride people, okay? That's right. No one chose Seabiscuit. This is weird. Let's take another phone call. What vehicle would you take? WIRX, hello.
I was calling about the favorite car.
Yeah, what do you got?
I want Bumblebee. Not only do you have a car, but you have a friend and a bodyguard.
That's a great choice. Any of the Transformers, I think, would be a smart choice, but Bumblebee's always been near and dear to our hearts. I like it. Great answer.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Mike.
Prime.
Prime would be, because he's a badass like semi, so you could be a semi driver and then also turn into an amazing giant fighting robot. Yeah.
Waking up every single day, walking out to your car.
I am Optimus Prime.
Jesus, man, it's early. All right, get back. I got to go. Get back into the vehicle.
Car's awesome.
What is that? Is that from the Family Guy episode where it's got the guy in the Transformer and then it closes up and it kills the guy because it crushes him? Was he in there? Oh, no, he was in there.
Not supposed to be in there.
Let's take another phone call here. What vehicle would you take? WIRX, hello.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, man. How you doing?
Listen to your show and National Lampoon's Vacation with Chevy Chase. That great big kind of greenish station wagon.
Those are hard to find, man. That's like the OG rear-facing back seat. That's a good answer. That is a good answer.
Yeah. I just thought I'd, because I was listening to some of the answers that you and Hunter were talking, and I said, yeah, they ain't said that one yet.
I like it, man. Good answer, buddy.
All right, have a good day.
Later.
Not to mention, bye. You might have a cute chick and a Ferrari pull up next to you.
Holiday Road. Holiday. Yeah, that's a great
My
answer.
Parents used to have, like, I think theirs was like tan. No, it was silver with a tan side. Dude, it was horrid looking.
We had a diesel station wagon, man. Yes. That thing, you got high driving that thing, man. That was great. About once every 3 months, I go on like on Auto Trader or Marketplace, and I look for station wagons. They're just hard to beat.
Yeah, dude.
They're hard to beat. Yeah. Let's do one more phone call. What vehicle would you take? WIRX, hello.
Rock, my main man.
Yo.
Hey, the vehicle of choice is the Harley Flathead Chopper and Easy Rider.
Whoa, damn. Riding in style. Yeah. I mean, that movie ends horribly, but I at least you'll ride cool for a while. I like it. That's good.
I love that bike. Gosh, that thing just set the standard now, back in the day. You know, it still looks great.
Do you want it with the drugs in it or no? No.
Yeah, well, the money.
The money. Yeah, the money. There you go.
That's it. Yep. Cool, buddy. Thank you.
All right, later, man. I think not terribly long ago, that one went up for auction, that motorcycle. Oh, yeah. I think so.
How about this motorcycle? This is a deep reference. The motorcycle from the Dirt Bike Kid. You ever watch that movie?
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
It's the real, it's like the dirt bike that's alive. It's the kid from A Christmas Story.
Yeah, that's a horrible answer.
The Dirt Bike Kid.
Bike Kid. I don't think I've had a conversation where that has popped up in 30 years.
It's a great reference right there.
Fantastic.
Dude, think about it. He hit jumps. I think he flies over the town on the thing, dude, you know?
Son of Sam just messaged me. He said, I'd pick the Death Star from Star Wars. There you go. That's right.
Damn, Sam. That's a planet don't killer. Give Sam the Death
That's
Star.
That's no moon. We got some great answers on Facebook. Jeremy said the 77 Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit. Very nice.
Yeah.
Kat said the 67 Impala from Supernatural. That's a really nice car, too. Let's see. Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds. That was Robert's answer. That's a beautiful
There's
car.
There's a lot of cars in that movie that are...
Yeah.
Pretty solid. That Shelby. Has anybody say the Shelby?
No, I'm sure down. I got so many answers. I like Mark's answer. He said the Mad Max V8 Interceptor from the Road Warrior. Dude, that car is so badass. That's good.
A sweet car. By the way, he said the Tumbler from Batman.
Jen said Batmobile from Batman Forever. Is that the Tumbler or no?
Batman Forever. I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's right. Yeah, Tumblr. I originally wanted the motorcycle. I don't trust my thing on that.
No, you die on that one.
I don't trust myself.
You die on that one for sure. Anything that flies or is a motorcycle, you're dead. That's it. let's see. Gathright said the Millennium Falcon. Ryan said Paul Walker's green Mitsubishi Eclipse from the Fast and the Furious.
I just watched a video. Somebody remade the car.
Really?
To life. Yeah.
I almost had you. Almost had me.
And me?
You didn't even have your car.
You never had me.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Yeah, do it for family.
Wear your sleeves at,
actually,
man.
That the Charger from that movie, too, is what is that?
Yeah.
Like dude, 900 horse or something? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Sherry said the spaceship from the Jetsons. Hey, there you go. That's a good answer. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
A couple bumblebees. Kit was in here.
Kit.
Ooh, Kylie had a good one. The Vista Cruiser from That 70s Show. Yeah, that is a boat. That thing is a boat.
What about the mystery van from Scooby-Doo?
No one said that one, but I was just looking.
You know, there's a lot of pot smoking in that van.
Oh, God, that thing, man. And I think it's got a bed in the back. I think so.
Cloudy.
Jesse said the A-Team van. That'd be a pretty badass one right there.
It's a fast van, see?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of General Lee's, a lot of Kit, Eleanor, Killdozer. What's Killdozer? That was Brandon's answer.
Was that from is that the one that the guy made or whatever?
I don't know.
Documentary called Fury or something?
No, I don't think it's
Tread. It was called Tread.
No, I don't think that was it. Anyway, great answers, man. Great answers. I like this. We will never have any of these, by the way, just so everyone knows. It's never going to happen.
It's fun to imagine.
Fun to imagine, though. Fun to imagine me crashing one of these awesome vehicles. That's what it is. All right, we're going to take a break. We got